It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session with Jeremy West. Today we're talking about a sensitive but important topic, healing from religious trauma. For those like me who have left a strict or fundamentalist faith, lingering feelings of shame, guilt, or fear can be challenging, and finding freedom and peace may seem out of reach. If this resonates with you, know that you are not alone. Healing religious trauma takes time, but with mindful compassion, grounding, and rediscovery, you can build a life of peace, purpose, and self-acceptance. First, let's talk about what religious trauma looks like. It can stem from rigid beliefs, shame-based teachings, or pressure to conform. Many people carry messages from their former faith that make them feel they're never good enough or are always unworthy. This trauma can impact how you feel about yourself and interact with the world, creating an inner conflict even years after leaving a religious environment. I know in my own experience, I entered fundamentalist Christianity as a teenager on my own. I followed a girl in at 13 years old. And what I learned there was that I was a sinner, deserving of eternal punishment in hell. And I didn't deserve to be loved, but God in his grace sent his son, whom he killed in my place, and now he can love me because I've been forgiven for the terrible person that I am by the fact that Jesus was crucified. So I felt the weight of the crucifixion of Jesus. I felt like a terrible human being, that all human beings were terrible. And none of us were deserving of the love of God, but we were lucky because he gave it to us, a select few of us anyway. And that stuff lingers. I left Christianity 25 years ago, and that stuff lingers. Particularly when you learn it while your brain is still developing. So I have felt for many years that I wasn't good enough, that I, even though I didn't believe in God anymore, even though I didn't believe in Christianity anymore, that stuff stuck with me. So mindfulness offers a unique path to healing. It helps us reframe those beliefs with compassion and slowly rebuild a foundation of self-worth. Self-compassion is at the heart of healing. Trauma from restrictive religious teachings often leaves a feeling of unworthiness. So the first step is relearning to love and accept yourself just as you are. Stop judging yourself. Start with simple phrases like, I am worthy of love and peace, or it's okay to be exactly as I am. Let these affirmations sink in as you breathe deeply, connecting with the feeling of compassion for yourself. If you catch yourself judging or doubting, remember that the healing journey is gradual and it's okay to go at it at your own pace. Religious trauma can create a cycle of fear about the past or future. By grounding yourself in the present, you can find stability and ease even when those old fears pop up. A grounding exercise I recommend is to focus on sensory details around you right now. Look at something near you, a cup, a plant, even your hand or your phone, and notice its colors, shapes, and textures. Feel your breath as it moves in and out. This simple exercise brings you back to this moment, reminding you that you're safe right now and you have control over your choices. Now, when you've been raised or you put yourself into a specific religious environment, values and beliefs are often handed to you rather than chosen freely. A significant part of healing is reclaiming and redefining what matters to you personally, and also to forgive yourself for holding values that you now believe are evil. Like, for example, I held the value that homosexuality was sin and that there was something wrong with homosexual people. That, and queer people in general. That, to me, is a reprehensible view. But I had to forgive myself for the fact that I had soaked it in from the Bible and the interpretations of the Bible that I was handed at my church. I did also seek forgiveness from specific queer people who I had felt that I was a part of harming. I sat there and said nothing, and indeed went with the excommunication of one particular person I can think of in our church because he came out as gay. That stuff can carry guilt. You can hold guilt in yourself. So you do need to learn to forgive yourself. There's a meditation in my It's Now Again Guided Meditations, which you can find as a podcast, and it's upcoming as an app, that allows you to forgive yourself and others. Take the time to journal about what you truly value. Is it kindness, integrity, freedom of thought? Don't take it from me. What do you value? That's the hardest part. When you're used to being told what to value, you need to learn now what you value. What you truly value, not what you take from everyone else. Not from your parents, not from your church, not from me. What do you value? Write down whatever comes to mind without judgment or pressure. One way that I've learned to help you if you have trouble coming up with what your values are is something that I got from Benjamin Harvey, my mentor, one of my mentors. And that is, you go down the values track. And that is an acronym, TRACK, T-R-A-C-K. Write down three things you like to talk about. Write down three things you like to research. Write down three things you like to act on. Write down three things you like to contemplate. And write down three things that you know a lot about. And then circle the one in each column that lights you up the most. And you might find that you have the same thing in all five columns. You know, you might not have all three of the same things, but one of those things might come up over and over again. Well, that's a very high value for you. Knowing your values and having values that are your own, that you own, in fact, they don't just come from other people. You have decided, of course, you can learn these values from other people, but you've decided that you actually take this value on as your own. Having these and knowing them can serve as a new compass in your life, guiding you toward a life that feels true to you. And something else that I can help you with, if you were to do any kind of coaching with me, is finding your shadow values, which are the values that you have that you would normally never admit to anyone, like that you have a need for a value of control. Or a value of, what else? What are my shadow values? Control, superiority, and attention. Those are my shadow values. Now, if you suppress your shadow values, they will come out in negative ways. If you find your shadow values and you can find positive outlets for those shadow values. And in fact, they may be the way that you do the very best work that you can do if you embrace them and use them in positive ways rather than letting them, by, as I said, suppressing them, come out in negative ways. Now, another step is to allow yourself to question beliefs. Many people who leave restrictive faiths feel afraid to question beliefs, especially at first. Fear, shame, and guilt are often built into the teachings. Mindfulness encourages us to explore without judgment, allowing curiosity instead of fear. Ask yourself, what beliefs do I want to keep? Which ones do I want to let go of? With each question, breathe deeply and allow the answers to come without forcing or judging. This gentle process can help free you from beliefs that no longer serve you and open space for personal growth. For many, religious trauma includes pressure from family or community to return to the faith. Setting boundaries and protecting your healing space is crucial. This could mean politely telling family members that certain topics are off limits, or limiting time with people who make you feel uncomfortable. Boundaries are acts of self-respect, and practicing them mindfully can help you preserve the peace that you're building. Healing from religious trauma is, in many ways, a journey of self-discovery. As you let go of old, restrictive beliefs, you create room to explore and embrace new interests, ideas, and identities. Think of this journey as a chance to learn who you truly are. Mindfulness can be your ally here. Start each day by checking in with yourself. Ask, how do I feel today? What do I need? When I say, how do I feel? A really good meditation for people who have grown up in a restrictive, high control group is a body scan. Because often we are, I know in my experience, our body was seen as a carnal, sinful object. And we were in many ways, suppress our feelings, because those were our self trying to take over when we needed Jesus or the Holy Spirit to be in control of us. So you need to learn to listen to your body. A body scan is a fantastic way to do that. That is one of the meditations available in the It's Now Again guided meditations and the upcoming app. So if you check in with yourself, how do I feel today? What do I need? Over time, this practice can help you reconnect with your intuition and reclaim your personal power. If you're comfortable, let's do a quick visualization to help release old beliefs. Close your eyes and imagine you're holding a small box. Inside, place any negative messages or beliefs you've carried from your past. Take your time to put these messages in the box, no rush. When you feel ready, imagine closing the box and gently setting it down, knowing that you do not have to carry it with you anymore. Take a deep breath and picture yourself stepping forward, lighter and more at peace, leaving the box behind. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes, put a great big smile on your face, and open your eyes. Welcome back. Healing from religious trauma is a journey that requires patience and kindness with yourself. Know that every step you take, whether big or small, is progress. And progress is not linear. You'll take a few steps forward and a step or two back. That's part of the journey. That is okay. By practicing mindfulness, compassion, and boundary setting, you can rebuild a life of peace, freedom, and joy. That's all I have today. If this episode resonated with you, or if you have questions, please reach out at itsnowagain@gmail.com. That's all the letters with no apostrophes. itsnowagain@gmail.com. I am here to support you on your path. And this is what I'm currently specializing in, is helping people use mindfulness to create your new life apart from your old religion. So if you'd like support on your path, if you'd like to dive deeper into your healing journey, you can learn more. You can book in a call with me. I'll put a booking thing up on jeremywest.net where you can book in a free consultation with me and we can build a plan for moving forward. You'll find that at jeremywest.net. You'll also find guided meditations and resources to support your mindfulness practice. So go out there today, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.